Hello, welcome to the English program with me, Steve. You are looking at a picture of the sign for the Old Bailey, the street sign, which of course is a sign that most people who are familiar with English law, English justice, will be very much familiar with the Old Bailey. Well, this is an overview of British law. We're doing this live via live stream, and we're going to turn it into an audio boo as well for our regular audio boo listeners, but this is also available on our normal sort of Mevio podcast, which is English. Sorry, I'm getting confused now. It's History of Britain .mevio.com. There you go. Sorry for all the confusion there, folks. We have so many different websites and emails and things. I get a bit confused, don't I, Pilar? Yes, I do. Okay, so we've been looking at the overview of British law, and the most important sort of underlying our unwritten constitution, we have three important principles: the separation of powers, supremacy of Parliament, and the rule of law. It's episode 7 now. We've just been looking at the types of law, and we move on. Episode 7, we are going to, we've been looking at sort of the differences, if you like, between criminal and civil law. And I shall continue where we left off. Well, the terminology is different depending on whether it's criminal or civil law, and the person starting the case is given a different name by each system. Criminal cases are usually brought on behalf of the Crown or the state, and civil cases are brought by a claimant, i.e. an individual or company or corporation. While the distinction between civil and criminal is quite clear, it does not always capture the whole of the legal system or the types of law that exist. Another classification after the difference between criminal and civil law is public and private law. Public law involves the state or the government in some way, and there are three main types of law which fall into this category. You've got constitutional law, which controls how the government operates and is used to resolve any disputes over constitutional matters. For example, who is entitled to vote? You can make reference here to the current problem in Parliament, in the government, where the Prime Minister, David Cameron, does not want to give the vote to people in prison. And there's been something that's come from Brussels saying you have to do it. And he's decided the best way is to give Parliament, his government, a free vote, which could result in the British Parliament saying no to Brussels, which would be quite an interesting development. So that's something which is current in the news at the moment. Then you've got administrative law. This controls how ministers of state and public bodies should operate and make decisions. An important part of this particular type of law is a type of court action known as judicial review. Again, this often happens when a decision by the government's taken and people, quite frankly, do not agree, such as the government sort of pulls the funding from something or decides to close down the UK Film Council. Well, maybe someone says, hang on a minute, let's have a judicial review. Then you've got criminal law. This also comes under the heading of public law because it involves the state. Criminal law is part of public law because a crime is regarded as an action against society and the state as a whole, and that explains why sometimes, even if the individual who is the victim of crime does not want to sort of take an action any further, very often it's out of their hands. The police will pursue the case nonetheless.